Hi, this is R. Renee with thetithinghoax.com. Let's talk about what the church doesn't want you to talk about today on the Tithing Hoax podcast. Stay tuned for this week's message. In the last podcast, I dealt with the issue of tithing before the law, specifically Abram's tithe and Jacob's tithe. And in that episode, I talked about the position that pro-tithers take in that they believe that, you know, tithing is a eternal law or eternal principle that still exists in the New Testament because it predates the Mosaic Law. And those of us who argue against that say that the tithing ended once the law of Moses was fulfilled. So in this episode, I'm going to take a look at the issue of whether tithing stayed on after the law of Moses, and just take a deeper look into this particular topic. So, did tithing stay on after the law of Moses? Now, the two opposing views on this are, for people who are pro-tithers, they point out that the apostles don't say that tithing was abolished. And that is what is factual about that is that, yes, the Bible does not specifically say tithing was abolished. By the same token, the other opposing argument is that, well, there's no biblical evidence showing that the New Covenant Christians, the apostles, and so forth, practiced tithing. You don't see that in the Bible either. So on both accounts, there is an omission of related to tithing in terms of the Bible doesn't say it was abolished specifically, and yet the Bible doesn't say that any of the Christians in the Bible practice tithing. So how do we resolve these opposing views when both of these arguments are based on something that is factual, that there is an omission of these specific statements about tithing? Well, one of the best ways to come to terms with these opposing views is to take a look at history. This is a very, very important point right here. There is history in the Bible, but we must understand that the Bible is not a history book. There's history in the Bible, but the Bible is not a history book. And what do I mean by this? When we look at Judaism and we look at Christianity, the Bible doesn't give us a complete history of Judaism. The Bible doesn't give us a complete history of Christianity, because if it did, trust me, you would have more than 66 books in this Bible. You would have volumes and volumes and volumes of books accounting the history of these two religions. So the Bible, in essence, kind of gives you a snapshot, if you will, of Judaism, and it gives you a snapshot of Christianity, but it doesn't give you the full-blown history, and it doesn't give you a whole lot of background or historical background to the books in the Bible, and specifically to Judaism and to Christianity. So when it comes to fully understanding the topic of tithing and how it relates or doesn't relate to Christianity and this whole modern day tithe, you have to put things into historical context. We have to look at things in the biblical context, and you also have to look at the topic in historical context, because there is history about the tithe that is not included in the Bible. And knowing this history will help us come to terms with this whole tithing topic and to resolve a lot of the misunderstanding and confusion surrounding tithing and really why it has no place in the Christian church. So first, when it comes to history, let's look at some historical tithe facts as it first and foremost relates to Jewish people and tithes. Now, tithing ended in 70 AD. Tithing ended in 70 AD. Well, why do I say that? Well, historical fact. The Romans destroyed the second Jewish temple in 70 AD. Keep in mind, that's where the tithes, where the Jewish people sent their tithes. They sent their tithes to the temple. The temple was destroyed in 70 AD. Not only was the temple destroyed, but also the Levitical priesthood came to an end. With no Jewish temple, there is no Levitical priesthood. So once the priesthood ended, there was no longer a need to practice tithing. Remember, under the Mosaic law, tithes had to be given to the Levites, the assistants to the priests and the priests within that tribe, Levitical priesthood. So there is no temple, there is no Levitical priesthood, therefore there is no tithing. It ended in 70 AD. Now, if you want to some historical information and do some additional historical research on your own, I encourage you to look up Jewish historian Flavius Josephus, because he wrote several accounts on Jewish history, and he wrote the account of the destruction of the Jewish temple. Once again, Jewish historian, sometimes they just say Josephus, Josephus, and you can look up his works, specifically the Jewish War and also Antiquities, and he documents the destruction of the second Jewish temple. So once again, that's history. You don't see a reference to this history in the Bible. The Bible doesn't mention specifically that the Jewish temple ended in 70 AD. I wanted to share with you some Jewish history, historical facts, and that you can and read more about that by looking up Jewish historian Josephus, looking up the destruction of the Jewish temple in 70 AD and so forth. Now, I do want to take this into consideration when we talk about whether tithing continued on after the law of Moses. And this is something that's very key. And this is a statement I've taken from Dr. Russell Kelly, who's a PhD who has a PhD in theology, who's done exceptional work and writing on the topic of tithing. And this is something that he has written concerning tithing. Almost 40 years after Calvary, there is no legitimate reason to believe that Jewish Christians had ever ceased paying tithes to their temple system. In fact, history records that these Jewish Christians continued to observe the laws, holy days and feasts, rituals, and continued to honor the high priest. Priest, meaning Levitical priest, not the high priest of Jesus the Christ. And as a verse, he references Galatians chapter 4, verse 10, reveals what they had taught that church. Therefore, it is also logical to assume that they, as obedient Jews, not obedient Christians, as obedient Jews, also felt obligated to keep on paying tithes, not to the church, but to the Levitical system. So as long as the Levitical system was in place, the Jewish Christians, not Gentile Christians, okay, which would, you would be classified as a Gentile Christian, but the Jewish Christians of that day would have continued to pay tithes, not to the Christian church, not pay tithes to the apostles and the elders and the religious leaders in the Christian church. They would pay tithes to the Levitical system, the Levitical priests and the assistants to the priests and to the temple as long as it existed. And see, and you have to keep in mind that you had Jewish Christians, and of course you had Gentile Christians, Gentiles coming into the Christian faith, and you had the Jewish Christians who were coming out of the Judaism and under the Mosaic law into Christianity. Now, even among Jewish Christians, you had a split. You had those Jewish Christians who saw themselves as Jewish first, Christians second, and they wanted to hold on to the traditions of the Jewish faith and wanted to hold on to the Mosaic law. Then you had other Jewish Christians who were like, no, we have a better law. We're under the law of Christ. It's like you can let go of the Mosaic law and those practices and those rituals and all that stuff like tithing and come into the law of Christ. And they were fully vested in the law of Christ and following Christ. Okay. So if there were any quote unquote Christians who did continue tithing, it would have been those Jewish Christians who still adhered to the Mosaic law. So not all Christians. And if they did, they paid tithes to the Levitical system, to the Levitical priests and to the Levites and to the temple. But as I said again, but once that came to an end, the Levitical system came to an end after the destruction of the Jewish temple, there was no longer a need to practice tithing, and that's when tithing ended. Now, let's take a look and a historical look and look at some historical facts when it comes to Christians and tithes. Fact. The tithing or a tithing system did not exist in the Christian church, the New Covenant church, the church that you read about in your Bible. It did not exist for the first 500 to 700 years. So when you're looking at and you're reading about the apostles and the story of the Christian church in the New Testament, they did not have a tithing system. They did not practice tithing. It was not a part of the New Covenant church. This is documented in the New Catholic Encyclopedia, volume 14, pages 174 and 175. Keep in mind, the Catholic Church and the Roman Catholics, or the Romans who eventually took over Christianity, they have a documented history of the early church. Now, this documented history, you won't read about it in the Bible, but this is history. This is a historical fact. Any biblical scholar worth his or her salt will tell you and confirm that the early church did not practice tithing. It was not a part of the early church of creation. It's not how they operated. A tithing system did not exist. Now, I have another quote from you, and I think this is also from Dr. Kelly. I'm not sure. Unfortunately, I didn't write down the person's name, but I do want to give attribution. Here, it says, the early church had no tithing system. The tithes of the Old Testament were regarded as abrogated by the law of Christ. The word abrogated, according to Merriam-Webster.com, means to end or cancel something in a formal and official way, to abolish by authoritative action, annul. So in other words, the tithes of the Old Testament were regarded as abolished, annulled, came to an end by the law of Christ. It came to an end with the death of Jesus on the cross. So how did the early church for its first 500, 700 years? How did the church support itself without a tithing system? Without tithing? Because that's the question people ask today. Well, how's the church going to support itself without the tithes? Very simple. It's called free will offerings. The church today still collects offerings. The early church financed itself with free will offerings. The apostles shared their goods and possessions. You read about that in Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 37. Throughout the New Testament, you see where the apostles encouraged Christians to give according to their means, meaning what you can afford to give, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 2 through 15. Another example, chapter 9, verses 6 through 12. 1 John chapter 3, 7, verses 17 and 18. It's all about giving, and giving from a place of love and giving in faith, but being practical in your giving by giving according to your means and what you're able to afford to give. That's how the church financed itself. Not with tithing. Now, to recap, did tithing stay on after the law? True or false? For Jewish Christians, for those, if you want to say those Orthodox Christian, Jewish Christians, not the rest of the Christians, or just the ones holding on to the Mosaic Law. Now, they would have continued to tithe as long as the Levitical system was in place, as long as the temple was still up and in operation. But once the temple was destroyed, the Jewish temple was destroyed, and a Levitical priesthood came to an end, no, they stopped tithing at that point as well. And the Jewish temple was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. So in that regard, it would have stayed on up until the end of the Levitical priesthood. And the priesthood did end. And as a Christian, you are not a Jewish Christian. You are a Christian, and you are under the law of Christ. And you are part of the Christ priesthood, and you are a priest. You're not, the Levitical priesthood does not exist anymore. So there's no need for a tithe. Because keep in mind, the only people that God authorized to collect tithes were the tribe of Levi, which included the priest and the assistants to the priest. Okay? The only group of people God authorized to collect tithes. And finally, the early church did not have a tithing system. The church supported itself for nearly 800 years, people, for nearly 800 years, come on now, with free will offerings. That's historical fact. So after the law of Moses, for Christians, not the Orthodox Jewish Christians, but for all the rest of the Christians, tithing was not a part of the Christian church, and it was not a part of the Christian faith, and was never intended to be. So how did tithing become a part of the Christian church? Well, that'll be another topic for another episode. But you look at the church in your Bible and those Christians in your Bible, according to history, historical fact, they did not practice tithing because a tithing system simply did not exist for the Christian church. That's history, and that's fact. Take it or leave it. R. Renee here. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Tithing Hoax Podcast. For more information about the Tithing Hoax, visit thetithinghoax.com, download your free tithe study guide, or drop us an email at info@thetithinghoax.com. Until next time, peace and blessings.